It's time for our South Coast Health Community Spotlight, and this week we welcome to the studio the CEO and president of MO Life Incorporated, Charlie Murphy. And good morning, Charlie, to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing great. So it's a milestone this year for you guys.
Yes, it is. 30 years of service to our community. Started out in the basement of my house, and now we have 70 employees, and we service over 200 individuals.
Unbelievable. How do you help these individuals? For those who are unfamiliar, could you give us your mission and what you do for the community?
Yeah, absolutely. MO Life serves the needs of individuals with disabilities to live fuller lives, careers, and community membership. Mm-hmm. And we also have a residential program that we serve 24 hours a day, meet the needs of individuals. And let me tell you, the individuals that we serve, you know, have really meaningful careers in our community. Mm-hmm. They live outstanding lives, and we try to make their dreams come true.
But in order to do that, I mean, you have to raise funds, and you've had some incredible events over the past couple of years. Your first golf tournament, I said, was last year.
Yes, we had our first golf tournament, yes.
And to celebrate your 30th anniversary, you're going to have a gala.
We have a gala at Venus de Milo on March 28th.
Oh, good. Get the soup. You got to get that, right? That'll be provided.
Anyone can get tickets by going to molifeinc.com. We are really looking forward to it. We actually have Deborah Tonelli, who actually played on the TV show Dallas. She's going to come and give a presentation as well and also sing our national anthem. So we have a lot of other surprises for our individuals, and also giving out the Katie Brianzo Memorial Award that night.
Charlie, you had mentioned that, you know, some of the people you work with have some great positions in the community.
Absolutely. You can go to 508 Sneakers right here in town. You can go to 99. You can go to other restaurants in town. You can go to Boca. You can go to Cask and Pig. You can see a lot of individuals from MO Life. It's contributing to the community. You know, it's like everyone else. You work, you want a paycheck, right? So they have their paychecks and they save it up sometimes. We've gone on cruises. We're going to Great Wolf Lodge this year.
Fun!
So we have a lot of fun at MO Life. We just came back from a Providence Bruins game the other night. Candy Bee Lake Park. We try to do as many fun things in the community that we can as well.
What is the feedback like, not only from them, but like their families too? Because this sounds life-changing and life-altering. Sometimes when you're presented with difficulties or challenges, you think, I now have to pivot.
What we do is when someone comes into MO Life, we ask them, what is your dream? What is your dream job? So that we can find out what they would like to do, and we make it happen. In fact, it's breaking news, but we're opening this month, March, our newest location in Middleborough, Massachusetts. So MO Life is going north.
Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you.
That means you can help that many more people.
And the people that are coming through and looking at MO Life and the program and what we offer here in Fairhaven and the greater New Bedford area, we're replicating it in Middleborough and Taunton area now.
All right, so if we want tickets to the gala, how do we get them?
MOLifeInc.com. Get a ticket. It's very easy. If you want a sponsor or donate an item, we just got a huge item from the Providence Bruins, an autographed signed hockey stick from every player.
Oh, that's great.
So, but we have a lot of unique items as well and many gift cards. And we're going to have a gift card wall. And
fun.
The president and CEO of MO Life Incorporated, Charlie Murphy, thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael.
And best of luck with the gala.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on 30 years.
I appreciate that. Thank you.